Now we're beginning, going through the Machzor, our prayers on Rosh Hashanah, and we'll just remind ourselves what we said last week, that Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam HaRishon, man, was created. It was the culmination of creation, and it was the first day that God took him to task and judged him for having sinned, and found room to find him innocent, so to speak, found room to leave him alive. And God said that's a sign for future generations. The whole world gets judged on Rosh Hashanah, as we discussed. Jews and non-Jews. God begins with the Jews, goes on to the rest of the world. And the whole world is judged on Rosh Hashanah. Now we're going to look at the prayers of Rosh Hashanah and the additions that we add in the prayers on Rosh Hashanah. And we have a practical and a spiritual goal here tonight. We want to be able to follow the prayer. Not yet. We're not yet doing Tanakh tonight. First we're preparing for Rosh Hashanah. I hope we'll get to Tanakh later. Our goal here is to be acquainted enough to follow the prayers as they go on, and also to understand what's going on. So Rosh Hashanah, we haven't yet begun. Rosh Hashanah begins with the eve of Rosh Hashanah. The day before Rosh Hashanah, in the morning, we have extra long slichos. Slichos take a much longer time for Ashkenazim. And then some have the custom to fast. We shower, we shave, take a haircut, go to the mikveh. And then we prepare for Yom Tov. It's a good idea to nap. Wear our nice clothes and come to shul on time. It's a good idea to come to shul on time.
You gotta come to shul.
Now you daven mincha, and then this year it's even more exciting because it's Shabbos. So Friday night you come, and the prayers really will begin with Kabbal Shabbos. This year we say Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. We only say the last verse of Kabbal Shabbos when Shabbos falls out on a holiday. And then there'll be a break, waiting for the night to settle in, and Rav Bigun will probably speak here. And then we have Baruch Hu. One of the things that remain with people the most from Shul are the tunes of the high holidays. And you guys should soak it in, enjoy it. If you want to prepare, there's a beautiful website called virtualcantor.com. You could listen to all the prayers, all the tunes before Rosh Hashanah, so you're acquainted with them. I don't know if the Chazanim here go by all the tunes that they have there, but those are the classical tunes. At least you'll know what's coming. You can listen to everything there for free. Virtual Cantor. You could also download it, learn it, and be a Chazan next year. The Chazanim on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, are supposed to be extra pious people, as are the Baal Tokeh, the one who blows shofar. They represent us. They're representing us before our Creator. And there's a special tune before the Baruch Hu. You'll hear everyone humming along. And it repeats itself the second night. So if you didn't catch it the first night, by the second night, hopefully you'll be able to join. Basically, Ma'ariv is the same, other than the special tunes, until we reach the prayer, the Shmona Esrei. When we reach the Shmona Esrei, and right before Shmona Esrei, we quote the verse that represents the holiday, Tikkun V'Chodesh Shofar. God commands us to blow shofar on the first of the month, Bakesed, the holiday on which the new moon is covered. That's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the only holiday that falls out on Rosh Chodesh, right? Every other holiday falls out in the middle of the month, or Shavuos falls out on the sixth of the month. Only Rosh Hashanah falls out on Rosh Chodesh. It's the only holiday we have on Rosh Chodesh. That's what's called the Keseh, like Kisui. It's the holiday when the moon is covered. Liyom Chagenu, that's the day of our holiday. Kichok liYisrael hu, it's a statute for Israel. Mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov, it's the day of judgment for the God of Jacob. That is Rosh Hashanah. And then the Chazan says Kaddish with the famous tune, and we're holding page 40 in the Metsuda Machzor. Page 40 begins our Shmona Esrei. Now the quiet Shmona Esrei, which we will say in Ma'ariv, Shmona Esrei is the 18 prayers, the 18 blessings. We're holding by Ma'ariv, page 40 in the Metsuda Machzor. Ma'ariv Amida. So this Shmona Esrei is going to be the same Shmona Esrei we say Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha. Those three prayers in our silent Shmona Esrei, we say the same verse. When the Chazan repeats it, he adds other additions. And Musaf is different. But Shachris, Mincha, Shachris, Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha are the same. So we're going to study it, and then we won't have to spend the time on it in Shachris. We start with Hashem Svasai Tiftach, God open my lips, Ufiyah Giti Yotecha, my mouth will say your praise. And if I ever, on those occasions when I get to focus when I say these words, they always instill in me fear. So if you think about it, who am I? you guys, okay, but me, who am I to stand before my Creator and talk? And it's, I think, the most befitting opening for prayer. You say, God, you open my lips, because who am I to say anything? Hashem svatai titach, God, you open my lips and let my mouth say forth your praise. We start the Shmon Esrei with the regular blessing, mentioning our merits, our forefathers. We mention that God is the God of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And then, towards the end of the blessing, page 41, we come to the first edition, which we start on Rosh Hashanah, and we will stay throughout until the end of Yom Kippur. Zochenu lechaim. We ask Hashem, God, remember us for life. And notice over here, we don't ask for a good life, we don't ask for a wealthy life, we don't ask for a holy life, we just ask to be alive. We say, God, please remember us for life. Melech, God who is a king, Chafetz v'chaim, who desires life, God wants us to live. V'chotveinu, we ask God, b'sefer ha'chaim, in the book of life, l'mancha, for your sake, Elohim chaim, living God. We're saying, I might not have merits. And here we're building up. Our sages say that King David taught us to learn from the non-Jewish beggar. The Gemara says the Kutim were some kind of nation, non-Jews who lived in our midst. And they imitated a lot of what we did. And their beggars were professionals. They'd come to the door and say, can I just have a little bit of water? Just a little bit of water? Yeah, here's a little bit of water. Can I just have a little bit of onion? And they give him a drop of onion. He says, oh, it's so sharp. Get a little bread, just a little bread. And before you know it, he's got a whole meal out of you. So the Gemara says, that's how David HaMelech did in Tehillim. He said to Hashem, Shgiyot, the things I made by mistake, I erred, I sinned. Me, Avin, who could understand God? I made a mistake. God, you could forgive me. Ministerot, from the things that are hidden, Nakeini, clean me off of those. And then he went forth, Gami Zedim, the things I did on purpose, also you should wipe those away. The things that I rebelled against you. He built it up. And so do we in prayer. We begin the prayer, we say, God, just a little light. Just give us light. And by the end of the prayer, we say, Uchtov lechaim tovim, God, we want you to write us for a good life. We're building up. But we begin by asking for life. And that's the first thing, Zochenu lechaim, the first edition, which we will say the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah through the end of Yom Kippur. We add this edition in the first blessing. We're moving forward, and we're up to page 42, Namtsuda Mahzor. The second edition is the second paragraph, Micha Mocha Avrachamim. We add this verse, we say, who is like you, our Father, the Father of mercy? Zocher Yitzurav Lechaim Brachamim, who remembers his creatures for life with mercy. God has mercy. And then, at the bottom of the page, we start the third blessing, which is going to lead us into the special prayer of Yom Kippur. Ata Kadosh V'Shimcha Kadosh, God, you are holy, your name is holy, U'Kadoshim V'Chol Yom Ya'alucha Sela. And holy ones, the Jewish people, will praise you every day forever. And now we begin the prayer of Yom Kippur, the special part of the prayer that's special for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Uvichen, and so. We begin with the word Uvichen. The word Bechen has a numerical value of 72. We begin with 72. Eitan, what's 72? Numerical value of Chesed. Chet is 8, Samach is 60, Dalet is 4. It's Chesed. If you take God's name, Yud, then a Hey, then a Vav, then a Hey, you spell out Yud, Yud, Vav, Dalet, Hey, Hey, Yud, Vav, 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 right? If you spell out God's name, add up all the numbers, it comes out to 72. God's name represents 72, Chesed. And we begin our prayer with Bechen, with Chesed, with the Gematria. We ask God for extra kindness. And the first thing we pray for, what's the idea of Rosh Hashanah? God, you're running the show. So we say, God, you should make your fear, your awe, should be recognized upon all your works. And we say, Ten pachdecha Hashem Elokeinu al kol maasecha. Hashem, our God, we're awaiting a time when everyone will recognize the awe they should have from God, and the fear, the dread they should have as your creatures, and all of your works should fear you, and they should all bow before you. And this is what's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day we're commemorating God became king on this day. He created man. And we're saying, hey, this is terrible. Look at how the world's behaving. They're not acting like your subjects. We're asking Hashem for a day when they'll all recognize God's running the show. And then they'll all become one band. What's causing us to be divided? Because our focus is on worldly things. If we were on a higher level, then we could all band together. Why is the world fighting? Because everyone wants their own success. So we could all unite and do the will of Hashem with the whole heart, as we know God, that you're the one that runs the show. You're the one that has the strength, and your name is really awesome above all you created. Remember, that's one of the main points of Rosh Hashanah. That you look around the world and you say, things don't seem like there's a God running the show. And on Rosh Hashanah we stop and we say, no, you're running the show, even though there are questions, even though when we look at the world there might be room for questions, we don't mention that in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah we say, God, you're king, you're running the show. And we pray for a time when everyone will recognize it. Now, once the world will recognize that God's running the show, what's the next step? So obviously we're His chosen people, we're supposed to be honored. So that's the next step, that God's nation should get the honor they deserve, and they'll have good hope. Right now, things look pretty bleak if you look at the newspaper. I don't know what's about you, but I can't say I'm not sleeping at night, but I can't say I'm as calm as I was before Iran was on the scene. I'm not so calm about our future this year. I don't know if we're going to have a year without a war. I'm very doubtful. And I'm doubtful what it's going to cost us. And I'm wondering if there's much of a chance of derech hateva. If things go, take their natural course, I have to wonder what this coming year is going to look like for the people in Israel, for the world at large and the people in Israel. But what we're saying in the prayer is that if the world would recognize that God's running the show, then the Jewish people would have the honor they deserve. They wouldn't have to worry about all this. And they'd have the hope that they should have. And they'd be able to be confident in what they say. The land would have happiness. The city would rejoice. And the pride of David, God's servant, would flourish. As God sends out sets up a light for the son of Yishai, that's David, speedily in our days. And from there, what's the next step? Tzadikim yiru v'yismachu, that the righteous will be happy. When things go right, the world's running, so it makes sense to be righteous. Today, you want to be righteous, you know you're going to pay a price. If the world were running the way it should, then people would want to be righteous. And then, ultimately, v'timnochat Hashem nevadecha, and you, Hashem, will rule over the world. We continue the prayer, page 46, Atavech Atanu. We stress the fact that God chose us. We're the chosen people, and that gives us responsibility, and that gives us a special place in this world. God loves us, and He uplifted us, and He brought us close to do His service. Now, Rosh Hashanah is the one holiday where it's very obvious that we're the chosen people, because Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh, and we define when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. So, if we're running the show, if we define when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, then we decide when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, and we decide when Yom Kippur is going to be. And that's a unique power God gave the Jewish people, to define how the year is going to look. On the one hand, God says there are times that are to be holy. And on the other hand, God says, you, the Jews, define the times. And that's one of the concepts of Pesach also. What are we doing by matzah? We have a piece of dough. The dough could be chametz. We take care of it. Under 18 minutes, we bake it. We say, it's matzah. What's special about that? That we control the time. The world works under the time. Everyone's bound by time. And one of the concepts that God tries to teach the Jewish people is to master time. Our job is to control time. And one of the forms in which we control time is Rosh Hashanah. We end the blessing, Mikadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. God made the Jewish people holy, and they make the times holy. God gave us the ability to give holiness to time. Correct. It's a good question. So I'll answer. The Gemara says that you cannot end a blessing with two concepts. You have to end each blessing. You can't have two concepts in a blessing. A blessing has to have one theme. So the Gemara asks, how do you? It says God makes Jews holy and times holy. So the Gemara says that the correct understanding in the blessing is that God is Mekadesh Yisrael. God makes the Jewish people holy. V'hazmanim, and the times, they get their holiness from the Jewish people. We give the times the holiness. By the fact that we make Kiddush, by the fact that we define when the new month is, we give holiness to the time. And I see that in the span of about 5 minutes, we've lost three people. So I sort of sense that people don't want to continue too much on the Machzor, which is what happened last time. And being that no one's protesting, I take your silence as acquiescence. And, what?
I think just people probably just felt over, like they couldn't handle their feeling of awe.
How many people want to continue with this?
about to continue with what?
With the machzer, or to go over?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to learn whatever you have to teach.
Yeah, there we go. I'm with you.
Okay, so go the majority. We'll continue. Okay. I think it's worth learning. I understand it. Okay. We have the same books. Okay. We're holding page 46, the bottom paragraph. And this is an addition which we will say on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. This is an addition that we add for the holidays when they fall out on Motzei Shabbat. This is the addition, just like on the regular Motzei Shabbos, we add Atachon Antanu. We add that part of the blessing, like Havdalah in our Shmona Esrei. So too on the Yom Tov blessing, we add this, V'todienu Hashem Lokeinu, the paragraph we say, God made us know His righteous judgments, He taught us to do His statutes, and He gave us correct teachings, true Torah, laws, and He gave us times to rejoice. V'todienu Kedushat HaShabbat. God made us know the holiness of Shabbos. It's a special gift God gave us. The Gemara says when God wanted to give us the Shabbos, He told Moshe, go tell the Jewish people I have a special gift to give them. And the Gemara says, like a person who wants to give a child a piece of chocolate. So what does he do? He takes some of the chocolate and he wipes it on the kid's cheek. Because otherwise the kid will gobble down the chocolate and he'll come home and no one will know the difference. So if you give someone something, then you want his parents to know that you like them, that you did something for their kid. So the Gemara says, when you do something for someone, if it's tzedakah, so then we say, don't let the person know you did it for him. The nicest way of doing tzedakah is that the person shouldn't be embarrassed from you. But if it's some kind of other favor, you gave his son lunch, you gave him a snack, so wipe a little bit of chocolate on his cheek, so when he comes home, his mother will say, where's that chocolate on your cheek? How'd that get there? And they'll say, oh, so-and-so, he wiped the chocolate on my cheek, he gave me a bar of chocolate. And I'll say, oh, he must really like us, he gave you a bar of chocolate. So God, too, when he wanted to give us the Shabbos, he told Moshe, go to the Jewish people and tell them the great things that come with the Shabbos. They should be appreciative of what I'm giving them. I'm not just giving them a statute, a law. I'm giving them a gift. It's called Shabbos. And over here, when Rosh Hashanah is going to fall out the second night on Matzei Shabbos, so we mentioned, God made us know, God gave us as an inheritance the holy day of Shabbos and the honorable days of the festivals and the rejoicing of the regal, the other festivals. And God made a distinction, a discernion between that which is sacred and holy and that which is not. That which is light and that which is darkness. And our sages say that this blessing is a blessing that has to do with our knowledge. The ability to discern comes from knowledge. And so too, God gave us, that's why we mentioned the blessing of Avdallah, the discernment blessing between what's holy and what's not, in the blessing of Atachonin, the blessing in which we discuss how God gave us knowledge. When we say God discerned between the Jews and the rest of the world, the seventh day and the other days, the holiness of Shabbos and the holiness of Yom Tov. On Shabbos we may not cook, we may not pass a fire from fire to fire, right? On Yom Tov we will be. So second day of Rosh Hashanah, you're able to cook. And we say, God, you separated the day of Shabbos, you made it holy, as you separated and made holy the Jewish people. And then this whole paragraph is the paragraph that we add for Matzei Shabbos, whenever a holiday falls out on Matzei Shabbos. So just be familiar with that, because I don't know if they bang on the bima here to tell you to say Todienu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. So you guys have to know to add this in the second night of Rosh Hashanah. The first night is Friday night. This is the first night of Rosh Hashanah is Friday night. The second night of Rosh Hashanah is Matzei Shabbos. So you add this. The first night, you add all the little parentheses which are in honor of Shabbos, which we haven't yet gotten to. We're about to get to. And then we say, Hashem, out of your love, you gave us the day of. So ordinarily we'd say the day of Rosh Hashanah. Here we say
Saturday night.
No. Yeah. Usually the Gabbai does that. And some say like this, some say like that. In the United States, I know they usually say, and here in Israel, I notice they usually bang and don't say anything. That's what I notice. But the banging isn't enough.
It's like, oh, good, I'm supposed to remember something.
No.
Who knows what?
Right. On Friday night, we're going to add the other parentheses. When we mention God, out of your love for us, you gave us the day. Ordinarily, we'd say the day of Rosh Hashanah. And being that the first night of Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, so we say you gave us the day of Shabbos and the day of remembrance. And here we see Rosh Hashanah is called the day of remembrance. We're being remembered before Hashem. It's also called Yom Teruah, a day of blowing. And because on Shabbos we don't blow shofar, so we add Yom Zichron Teruah, a day of remembering the blowing. Because we're going to say verses in the prayer to commemorate the blowing of the shofar, but we won't actually blow.
We'll blow it on the second day?
On the second day we will blow. Mikra Kodesh, it is a day either that we call out holiness, we make Kiddush, or Mikra could mean a day of gathering. That there's a special mitzvah, people don't know this, that on Rosh Hashanah and on Sukkot, on the holidays, you're supposed to be in a minyan. People who want to go to Hawaii for Pesach, aside from the kashrus issues, if they won't have a minyan, then they're not in fulfillment of this. The Torah says, if a person is going to go on vacation to somewhere where he doesn't have a minyan, so he has a problem, because the Torah says these holidays have to be Mikra Kodesh, a day where the Jews gather out of holiness. And there's a special, according to some people, Doraisa, obligation to daven with the minyan on the Yomim Tovim. Zecher L'Yetziat Mitzrayim, it's a commemoration of our exit from Egypt. What?
It says in the Chumash, actually, that it was like a Yom Moed, that it's a day of gathering. Each of these, all the cases were, I forgot which, Parsha Temor, or I don't remember.
That's one understanding, correct. That Moed could mean a set day, Moed could also mean a day of gathering, correct. They're also Mikra Kodesh, both. And here we say the Yalev Yovo, okay, we have a saying, Yalev Yovo, our remembrance, and our forefathers and Mashiach and Jerusalem, the whole nation should all come before Hashem so that we should survive, we should be well off, we should find favor, kindness, compassion, life, peace on this day of remembrance. We ask Hashem to remember us for good, for blessing, for life, and Hashem should have mercy, compassion over us because our eyes are to Him.
I told you, Rabbi, it's the waning moon.
I think when we lose half a class, we sort of get the message.